Let's talk cards. Zach Blackerby, Jamie Crossan here with you. And it's no surprise to anyone that the goat market in the hobby is absolutely scorching hot right now.
It's unbelievable. We've talked about this, Zach, in our some of our prior pods and segments about what's longstanding in the hobby, what holds the most value.
Right.
I want to start off one of our segments that people love, that we love, what sold for more. So I'm gonna put up a goat, what sold for more for you, and you can mull it. You really, man, you had such a great comeback. You started off slow.
I know.
And then
one's gonna be tough though, because it kind of like goes against the exercise that what you have been kind of trying to stress here is like goat versus, you know, modern rookie. But this is goat versus goat. So let's hear what you got.
Goat versus goat. All right, Zach, what sold for more? A 1988 Michael Jordan auto PSA 7, PSA 10 auto grade. So it's the 88. If you remember, this is the Jordan card where he's like holding up his fingers, and this is a pop 4. So Jordan signed it on card auto. So 1988 Michael Jordan auto, or a 2000 Bowman Chrome Tom Brady rookie PSA 10, no auto.
Is the Jordan auto, like, did that come on the card, or did somebody get Jordan to sign it?
Someone got Jordan to sign it.
I'll go with the Brady Chrome PSA 10.
You are correct, my friend.
That one sold recently. There's a new high sale for that recently. I saw that.
You did say, oh, so you cheated. You gamed the system.
Well, so that was a big story. What did it sell for?
It sold on 6/23 for $29,177. Is that the one you saw?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Well, the Jordan Auto sold also in June of this year for $24,000.
I think all of Brady's rookie stuff is so cheap compared to what it needs to be.
Well, what do you think it should be? What do you think that market should look like?
I mean, I've been saying since I got back into cards that like the discrepancy between Brady and Jordan shouldn't be as dramatic as it is. And I know that there's a little bit of a difference. It's like there's like variations and stuff for Brady now, and he has rookie autos and all that. So there's more than one like rookie card. But he's like Brady's the closest thing to Jordan that we have. When you talk about somebody who obviously was the goat of their sport, but also just kind of transcends sports and goes into culture, just general culture as well. Like there's nobody close to Jordan except for now. I think Tom Brady is in that conversation. And so when you look at these Jordan rookies that are so expensive, despite what the grade is, like I think Tom Brady should be closer to that. And I think we're starting to see that happen quicker than I expected.
Yeah. Well, before.
Well, like Jamie, you sold me. When did you sell me that PSA 8 Brady? Is that 2 months ago, 3 months ago?
Right.
And you sold it for me at like 90% of market, right? It was like $1,600 or $1,700.
I think I gave you the family discount and was closer to like 85. 86.
Yeah, you may have. And like, do you know have you looked? Do you know what these are going for now? Do you want to know?
Go ahead and tell me.
The last three are $3,800, $3,650,
$3,500. Oh my gosh. Well, you're welcome. You're welcome, my friend.
So funny enough, I bought a 7 from you too, like like literally the first deal we ever did with each other.
That's right.
And it was over comp, right? Like it was like 105, 110. Okay, no, you always say it's under. It was.
It was under comp. It was. It was under comp for sure. It was. You keep confusing the next step up.
But regardless, it was 600. And like the 7s are now like 24, 25. Now that was 2-3 years ago at that point.
Yeah.
But still just kind of amazing to see. And that's the paper. That's not chrome. Obviously, chrome's going to be more than that.
That's right. So it raises the question, Zach, and maybe set your loyalties to the Pats aside.
Oh, impossible.
It's going to be hard.
possible.
But I know what Zach Blackerby would choose. But for your everyday hobbyist who is not loyal to the Bulls or Jordan or Brady,
yeah,
which card would you rather have? Would you rather have a 2000 Tom Brady PSA 10 Chrome rookie, or would you rather have a Michael Jordan Pop 4 on-card auto PSA 10 graded PSA 7? Which one would you rather have?
I mean, I'm not crazy about in-person autos in general, unless it's for like a PC type deal, mm-hmm. which this isn't what that is. So I would say the Brady anyway. I also think there's more room for Brady to grow than there is Jordan at this point. I'm not saying Jordan won't continue to go up, because it will. Yeah. But I think LeBron and Brady, and I think Steph is in that boat too. Like, I think all of these guys have so much more room to grow. Jordan will grow too, naturally, but I think that gap will get closed up a little bit. I think Jordan will still be the highest. But yeah, I just think there's more room to grow.
I think that's interesting. It's such a unique anomaly in this hobby. Most people would rather have what you would call pre-production autograph, meaning the cards that go through Panini, through Tops, where the athlete signs the card or the sticker, if you will. And what I've always found fascinating is if you can authenticate, which you can, I mean, that's the slabs authenticate the signature.
Yeah.
I think it's in my head. I think, why is this not more valuable? Michael Jordan held this card. He signed this card. It was in person. It's unique. It's not pre-pro. It's not something that anyone else has. You brought this card. There's four of them graded as a 7-10. Why is that not more desirable? But it's not. It's not.
Yeah, and I don't really have a good answer to that. Is the slab – do you have a picture of the slab?
I don't have
a picture. Is it older? Like, does it say trading card at the top and all
that? No, it doesn't. It identifies the card as a 1988 Fleer.
And it's just a DNA cert.
It is. But it's a grade, too. It graded 7 for the card itself.
Okay. Got it.
But it got me curious, like, to your point, when we're talking about the GOAT market, we've been talking about this for a few months now, I think. And so it got me curious about the GOAT market. So I looked up Jordan. I looked up Brady. I looked up LeBron. I looked up Kobe. I looked up Shohei, and I looked up Aaron Judge. So
what, Aaron, one of those names does not belong. Go ahead.
You'll be surprised. Listen to this. I'd love to get your response. I'd love to hear what you think about this. So Michael Jordan, his market over the last 3 months is up 25% across the board.
Incredible.
Over the last 6 months, it's up 45%. And over the last year, it's up 114%. So what that means is, if you bought a Michael Jordan PSA 4 rookie card at 6 months ago for, I don't know, call it $6,000, then that means that on average, that card is now $8,700 if you hold to the average.
Yeah, I think a lot of the Jordan movement too has been with these like 90s inserts. In Fuego or
Electrified,
all of those. That's not my world, but it does seem like those are getting posted everywhere all the time now,
And graded. It seems like those inserts and those parallels, especially if you're lucky enough to find a number, that's, you can almost call your shot with those. So, are those
numbered?
No, some of them are, like, you can find, what my point is you can find some inserts. I think our friend Alan has one of the inserts numbered recently that he's put up for sale, which is, I saw it on his post and I was like, oh man, I didn't know that.
He's got something here for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you can kind of call your shot on that. So here's Tom Brady. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Over the last 3 months, Tom Brady is up 17% just in the last 3 months. And the example you used is going to bear witness here, because over the last 6 months, his cards are up 30%. And over the last year, it's up 68%.
Yeah.
Which means if you bought a Bowman Chrome or Bowman paper PSA 7 from your buddy Jamie for $550, which is what you did.
Oh, it wasn't six?
It was not six.
That's funny.
And so if you bake in a year ago, 68%, then that card is now $924, which is around the price that, I mean, that's on average. That's, you're taking an average of all of his cards. But what a trajectory. What a trajectory for the GOATs.
Yeah. Right? What's also weird about the GOAT market to me is so I bought it was a 2004. I forgot the set that it was from because it's not around anymore. But I bought a Brady number to 15 a few months ago from 04, early Brady to 15.
Wow. Yeah.
And there's no sales on it, like none. And,
are you taking it to the National?
I doubt it'll probably still be a PSA.
Okay.
But I either paid $400 or $600 for it. I can't remember. But like when I was trying to comp it, there were like top, I don't know if it was this Topps Chrome, but it was like recent stuff to 15. And it'll sell for like $2,000. And I'm like, why is this worth more than the card from 2004?
What are your thoughts?
This dynamic of, and like, I know the product matters to some extent, but like that shouldn't be, it shouldn't be that dramatic.
No, it shouldn't be for sure.
So I do that. So the GOAT market now for me, like that's my big question. I saw an Instagram post the other day where it was, an Eli Manning, like shield patch auto, one of one, sold for less than like the Jackson Dart, the Papper Dart Dasha or whatever, the one of one from Sapphire, the pink one of one from Sapphire.
Yeah.
And that just doesn't make sense to me. So like the whole like modern versus vintage stuff, it's not vintage, but older stuff. Like I do wonder how that's going to impact things over the next few years.
Yeah. I mean,
I'd rather have the 04 to 15 than the one from last year. Or one of the, when I was competent, there was one from the first year Topps, the reboot of Topps Chrome last year that was unlicensed. I think that's what I'm talking about. It sold for like $1,800 or $2,000. And I'm like, whoa, I'd rather have this. Like he's got a Pats helmet on. Like,
yeah. Oh, 100%. 100%. Let's continue this exercise. I want to get your feedback on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes. So LeBron, over the last 3 months, LeBron's market is up 21%. Over the last 6 months, it's up 30%, which it mirrors Brady. So remember, Brady was 17% over the last three. LeBron's 21%. Both of them are 30% over the last 6 months. But this is over the last year. LeBron is at plus 79%. So that's staggering now. But here's the last three. The last three is what's really interesting to me. Looked up Kobe Bryant.
Sure.
Kobe has a stronger market than Jordan and LeBron. 29% over the last 3 months. If you'll remember, Jordan is up 25% over the last 3 months. LeBron's 21%. Kobe's 29% over the last 3 months. Jordan is at 45% over the last six. LeBron's 30. Kobe is at 50% over the last 6 months. And lastly, Kobe Bryant is up 116% over the last year. His cards across the board.
Wow.
Isn't that staggering?
It's awesome.
Yeah. But, you know, you brought up a few minutes ago, you slammed our boy Judge. This guy doesn't belong, right? Shohei and Aaron Judge. Shohei is unbelievable, man.
Listen, I'm sure it's crazy.
So Shohei over the last 3 months is up 31%. It's not, you know, that's a lot, but okay. Over the last 6 months, Shohei Ohtani is up 86% in the last 6 months. And over the last year, Shohei is up 288%.
I believe it though, dude. So I did an arena club goat pack. It's like $500. And I got a Shohei Ohtani rookie out of Topps Fire, which I had never heard of.
Yeah.
And it comped for about $600 to $650. So, you know, I won. And I'm like, cool. It's a liquid player, which they all were in the goat pack, so, which is why I bought it. So I got it delivered. And then I comped it again when it got here about a week later. And it was like $800. And then, like, I comped it like a few days ago. And it's like, there are recent sales for like $2,000 on it. And I was like, a few months ago.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to put a bow on it. Shohei wins. Shohei wins everything right now. 288% is mind blowing.
Yeah. There's so much, and there's so many different reasons as to why, you know, international appeal,
right?
Doing historic stuff. He is winning championships still, and just setting records, you know, left and right. I mean, there's so many different, he plays for LA. Like, there's a bunch of different things going on to help his market. Rightfully
well, so. Not only that, man. I mean, I dumb it down to just that unbelievable performance in the World Series where he struck out 10 and hits like, what was it, 3 home runs that game or something crazy.
I mean, what else do you want? Like, yeah, right.
So Judge, who doesn't belong, according to our friend Zach Blackerby, he is up 38% over the last 3 months. He's up 82% over the last 6 months. So his last 3 months, his market is stronger than Shohei's. It's on par with Shohei because Shohei was 86 over the last 6 months.
That's crazy.
Judge is up 82% over the last 6 months. No one is up 288% over the last year. Judge, though, is up 155% over the last year, which puts him above Kobe, puts him above LeBron, puts him above Brady, and above Jordan.
I'm not the biggest baseball guy. I like it, but he hasn't won a championship, has he? The Yankees haven't won recently, have they? Yeah.
I don't think so. He's just good, man.
In the East. I don't know. I remember walking in this. This is different now, but like when I went to the Dallas Card Show at the start of the year, I had an Aaron Judge. I guess it was Bowman Platinum from his prospect. I forgot what year it was, but he was still a prospect, and it was number 25. And I took it to like every vendor there, and like nobody wanted it. So really? I don't know. I don't know what's up with that.
I mean, I think if you had that card now, I think everybody would want it according to those numbers. So
yeah, there's no comp. There were no sales on it. So I don't know.
Here's a question, Zach. Why are established GOATs and all-time greats seeing such significant appreciation? What's your theory?
Oh, I think this is an easy one. We've talked about this before. I think it's another reason. I think it's similar to why people have gone to Pokemon as well. Is folks that are getting in, that got into the hobby over the last few years, they got burned on CJ Stroud. They got burned on Anthony Richardson. They got burned on quarterbacks that have been good. Bo Nix, Drake May, Caleb Williams, their stuff's still not like what it was if you bought it at the hype. And so I think it's a lot of folks getting burned, and you're going to see it happen with Jackson Dart. Even if Jackson Dart's good, it's still not going to be as high as it is right now. Like, you'd have to be Pat Mahomes, like, level. Right. Cam Ward, same thing. So I think you go with the surefire thing. I think the more time you spend at anything, you get smarter.
Yeah.
And to me, like, that's the smartest thing you could, like, buy a LeBron. It won't go down. It might go ebb and flow with the mark, but long term, it's going to be a safe buy. It's the safest thing in the world. So him, Brady, Jordan, Kobe, any of these names we just mentioned. I think people are tired of getting burned by rookie.
I think you're spot on. Of the ones we just went through, which market surprises you the most of those? The Judge?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this interesting aside, before we jump into what you can't stop ripping, which I'm interested to hear your takes on. we talked about Wimby's market a couple of episodes ago. Wimby's market dipped after the Spurs lost in the finals, but it's already bounced back. Oh. So the Silver Prism Rookie PSA 10 was my template for just running this exercise. That's a PSA 10 Silver Prism Rookie. It's the Bay, or it's not the base. It's the one of his more iconic cards. So June 10th through the 13th, and that's before and during the finals loss, the Rookie Silver Prism PSA 10 Wimby was running $2,900 to $3,500. Okay. Now, immediately after the finals loss, it dropped to $2,200. Everybody's panicking. Everybody's losing their mind. Get rid of Wimby. Get rid of Wimby. Around June 16th, it climbed back to about $2,700. Yesterday, you want to take a stab at what it sold for?
I'll say $2,900 again.
$3,200.
So it's up.
So was the finals dip simply an emotional overreaction? Is that what we're seeing?
Possibly. I'm surprised it bounced back that quickly, though.
Yeah. I think it reinforces how quickly elite markets can recover. You know, because I think after the initial panic, it was like, wait a minute. A lot of the things we talked about, people are beginning to consider, and let's pump the brakes here. This isn't, with all due respect to the past, this isn't Drake May. This isn't someone who's...
Well, I was about to say, I'm constantly watching Drake May cards on eBay, and his stuff's not going down either.
Yeah.
I recently bought a downtown, his rookie downtown in a 10, and I've just kind of been tracking what sales have done since I bought it, and they've gone higher and higher since I bought mine.
Yeah. I wrote down some buying takeaways and just kind of reflecting on some of these numbers. And mine are, buy the player first, but make sure the card matters. You don't want to sink your money into just a bunch of common cards. You want to go after your GOAT players. I think rarity alone is not enough. It needs to be the right player, the right brand, and the right card. But if you have a unique GOAT card, take it. Like your fire card is a perfect example. People just want Shohei. And especially if it's licensed, it doesn't really matter if it's like Recon or, is the Recon going to be a national treasure? No. But is it going to hold value and weight because of the name on the card? Of course it is. And that's what we're seeing. So anyway, those are just some thoughts that I had. I was fascinated by those numbers.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. Just real quick, Topps signature class football. I can't stop ripping it. I can't stop it. Can't stop. I won't stop. I might get a few jumbos in Chicago when we do some hotel rips. Like it's gonna be a blast. No, I think it's an incredible retail product. I've probably bought 10 to 15 megas of it at this point. And like you get an auto like on every other one in a retail product. Like I think that's super cool. Most of my autos haven't been anything. I did hit a CD Lamb, a numbered CD Lamb auto. It's a redemption. So I'm hoping it's on. I'm hoping it's on card since it's a redemption. DeAndre Hopkins to 25, which is super cool. Like, and I'm tracking some of the stuff on eBay. Like, it's not going to be a great resale, but as me as just like a football fan and a collector,
yeah,
I love it. I think they actually put time into the design. It's not just one picture on a card. It's one picture, and then like their face is silhouetted. It's almost like Illusions a little bit of that.
Yeah,
for Panini. I think it looks good. It's fun to rip. It's loaded. It's got a lot of different stuff in it. So. Strongly recommend if you want a fun retail rip.
I remember you sending me the redemption. That was all from one box too, right? Wasn't it?
Two boxes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I had two megas that I bought at the same time that were really good. But
so what are the retail prices for those, Zach?
You get it at Target at 60-ish. Okay. And then I've been able to find them at Books a Million. Mm-hmm. And they mark theirs up a little bit, so they're about 80 each.
Okay, so 60 to 80 with the chance to have some fun and maybe ripping off.
It's still like not worth it, right? if you're doing the like, but what ripping is worth it? Like, if you want to have a fun rip, enjoy the good looking cards, and you're gonna get a numbered card or two, and you might get an auto. Like, I think the odds are better for that than a bunch of other stuff.
It's so funny. People that aren't in the hobby, they'll say, "So do you open boxes? Do you score off those?" And I'm like, look. If I go to a casino with $150 in my pocket and I go just to enjoy the experience and have fun, play a little blackjack, realize
you're paying $150 for a fun evening. Whatever.
That's all it is.
Right.
If I take that same $150 or $1,000 and go in thinking I'm gonna get rich, then that's a fool's errand.
Right.
And in the same way, if I'm going into ripping some boxes and I'm like, I'm gonna score, it's a fool's errand. But if I'm doing what you're talking about, man, I'm just going to have some fun here. And you know what? Maybe I leave with a redemption for a CD Lamb auto, or maybe sure. I leave with a numbered DK Metcalf or whoever.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. It's a fun rip. It's a fun rip. But
if I do rip, then I will definitely consider, if I decide that I need to have a little fun.
Well, yeah, I like that it's not case hit or bust, which is what Donruss and I guess Absolute is.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. I think that does it. Yes, please make sure you're subscribed if you're watching or listening. Really helped us out a ton. We'll see you next time. This has been Let's Talk Cards.